And now to continue our story. Bob McAllister, sentenced to death for murder, wished to send his savings to his mother, but felt that no one could be trusted. The Lone Ranger, believing the young man innocent, planned to release Bob long enough to carry the money himself. But at the last moment, learning that Deputy Sheriff Larson had proved friendly to his prisoner, the masked man returned Bob to his cell. 15 minutes later, the deputy recovered consciousness. Bob watched him from behind the bars.
My head.
You ain't hurt bad, are you, Larson?
Who hit me?
A redskin.
I remember now. Where'd he go? What'd he do?
Don't know where he went, but he didn't do anything. I figure he might have planned to help me bust loose, but got scared away by something.
Sure fetched me a whack. How long was I knocked out?
Not so very long. I don't have no way of keeping time.
Well, that's all. I'll hunt for that engine tomorrow as soon as you...
As soon as my hanging is over.
Oh, it's a darn shame. Your ma will never have that cash.
Deputy, I've got to trust someone.
You're foolish not to. Ain't nothing to lose. I'd see that your ma got it.
I'm going to trust you.
Good. I'll do what I can, Bob. You ought to know that.
Look here. There'll be another guard put on the job tonight, won't there?
Sure.
I wish you'd head for Ma's place as soon as you're relieved. Tell her all that happened, and tell her that I ain't guilty. That'll make it easier for her to bear. She'll believe you.
I'll tell her, Bob.
When you've told her, then tell her where my savings are hid.
Where's that?
Inside a hollow tree stump, 50 yards in front of the house.
That'll be easy to find.
Sure it will.
It's going to be hard telling your ma about you.
I know, but Ma'll take it with her chin up. She's that kind.
I hope so. It'll be pretty late at night when I get there, though. Next guard has to relieve me first, and then it's a couple hours' ride.
Ma'll be awake.
She will?
Yeah. She expected me to be coming home sometime before morning, and she'll likely be waiting up for me.
Oh.
There'll be lights in the house. Don't let me down, Larson. I'm trusting you.
I won't let you down. Not on your life. I'll ride for your house as soon as the next guard comes to take my place.
When the deputy was relieved, he immediately saddled and rode to the McAllister home as he'd promised. When he arrived, Bob's mother was half asleep in her favorite rocking chair, a lamp burning on the table beside her. The deputy knocked. She opened her eyes.
Oh, that must be Bob come home. Must be I barred the door, not thinking. Oh, the door ain't barred at that. I wonder... Is that you, Bob?
No, ma'am. It's Deputy Sheriff Larson.
What do you want at this time of night?
I got news about your son, ma'am. Open the door.
What about him? Has something happened? Where is Bob?
What I got to tell ain't pleasant, ma'am. Mind if I step in?
Oh, come in. Come in, Deputy Larson.
I don't know just how to start, ma'am.
What's happened to my son?
I believed in him all through. That was why he trusted me where he wouldn't trust nobody else.
Will you get to the point?
Well, a while ago there was a man killed. Name was Joe Findlay.
Well, what about it?
Bob was working in town, as you know.
Yes?
He had a little argument with Joe. But none of us thought it was as serious as it turned out to be.
You don't mean Joe. Joe Findlay was...
The law charged Bob with a knife.
Oh, there's a mistake. My Bob wouldn't do no such thing.
That's just how I felt, ma'am. Even when they searched his desk where he worked and found the knife he'd used, I wouldn't believe it.
Bob didn't do it.
The law found different. He's been found guilty, and I reckon you know what that means.
It means Sheriff Green's made another mistake.
Being his deputy, I should have thought just as he did. But I didn't think Bob was guilty. I was guarding him tonight, and he asked me to come here and tell you what happened. He wanted me to tell you that... Well, ma'am, they don't lose no time in carrying out the laws here. He's to hang his son up.
Oh.
Yeah. Now the worst is over.
I...
He said you'd be brave about it, ma'am.
I will be, Mr. Larson. We got to be prepared. Prepared all the time. We got to see the West take those we love the most. I saw this country take my husband from me. I saw two of my children go. That was because of Indians. Now, because the law, the justice of the East ain't come this far, I see my boy, Bob, taken from me.
I'm right sorry about it, ma'am.
Bob ain't guilty, Mr. Larson.
I'm afraid that...
He ain't guilty. My mother knows. I can't tell how, but if Bob ain't confessed to the crime, he didn't do it. Unless he tells me with his own lips that he'd done it, I won't believe it. I'll get my shawl and my bonnet.
Where are you going?
To see my boy, of course.
But, ma'am, you can't do anything.
There's a horse and wagon in the barn. If you take me, I'll go to see Bob. I've got to get to hear from him if he'd done it or not.
Well, he ain't allowed to talk to anyone.
I'll find a way to talk to him.
I'm sorry, you can't go. I got to travel myself now. I just brought you the news like I promised Bob I'd do.
But, Mr. Larson...
Sorry, ma'am. By the way, Joe Findlay had some bonds stolen from his place when he was killed. Ain't been found yet. If you happen to see them around anywhere, now or later, you'll know Bob took them.
How would I find him?
Bob come here, didn't he? He might have hit him around the house someplace. I have to go now.
I'm going with you.
Sorry, not with me. I got orders about that.
No, stop me from getting to my boy. That deputy might have waited for me, drat him. Now I'll have to hitch up the horse myself. There he goes, heading away as fast as he can. Who's that out there? Who are you?
Better stay in the house, ma'am.
Well, what are you prowling around here for? Come close so as I can see you or I'll fire.
You better not try any shooting, Mrs. McAllister. I'm Sheriff Reed.
The sheriff?
That's right, ma'am.
Oh, is it true? Is Bob going to hang? Oh, tell me that it ain't the case. Tell me my boy ain't going
to
hang.
I ain't nothing to say just yet, ma'am. Let me go inside your house where it's light.
You haven't said he was going to hang?
Can't tell just yet.
Well, what's that you got?
Mrs. McAllister, I took this tin box from the hollow stump where you just seen me.
Oh.
Do you recognize the box?
Oh, that is...
Don't tell me anything that ain't true, ma'am. I'm trying to get the facts on something.
Well, I...
That's Bob's name scratched on the tin there.
Yes.
His box, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for being honest.
He never did tell me where he kept that box hid. He kept saying that if ever we was in awful trouble and had to have money, we'd have it saved up in there.
Uh-huh.
My boy was always thinking of a rainy day. Oh, but I don't care about that now. I want to get to town and see Bob.
Let's just have a look in this box first. Now then, looks like bonds here, don't it?
Yes.
There ain't much cash here, not more than $15, $20 in silver. These bonds are worth something, though.
I ain't interested, Sheriff. Let me go to Bob.
Mrs. McAllister, these bonds are the one that was stole from the man Bob went to jail for killing.
No.
Yep, they sure are. Old Joe Findlay owned these bonds. And the man that killed him stole him.
Sheriff Green.
Yeah?
Hurry.
Where?
Come on. There's more to be seen. I brought your horse up to the house.
Who's that masked man?
Tell you later.
Hurry before it's too late.
I'm coming.
Oh, Bob didn't steal him. He's been framed, Sheriff. Listen to
See you later.
But wait.
Come.
I'm with you.
Oh, Sheriff, he ain't a thief. He ain't a killer.
Wait right there, Mrs. McAllister. We'll be back.
But that man...
Wait for us, ma'am.
And keep that lamp burning in the window.
My
keep the lamp
man.
Burning.
Get up there. Get up there.
I'll see you.
Ranger and the sheriff left the McAllister home and rode swiftly to a point several hundred yards distant. There they found Lem Purvis standing beside a powerful chestnut mare.
What's the word, Lem? I got your signal when you lit the fire.
And I got the signal from that there point south of here. We all worked like you said.
Where's the other signal?
It's Tonto down there. See his fire?
Come on, then. Hail Silver!
The masked man and the sheriff, with Lem following behind, urged their mounts toward the small signal fire where Tonto waited. The faithful Indian greeted them with a shout.
There, another fire.
I see it, Tonto. Follow us.
Get our white fellow.
Hi there. Wait for me.
We wait for no one. This is the night to ride for justice.
Come on there.
Come on, Silver.
Led by the swift strides of Silver, the group made their way toward another signal fire. But ahead of them, concealed, as he thought, by the darkness, Deputy Sheriff Larson was hastily scooping a hollow in the soft earth next to a limestone rock. We hear him as he speaks aloud.
I can get the cash hid away and get back to town before the old woman gets there. I gotta do it. Can't take the chance of having her talk to Bob. That wouldn't do.
Don't make a move.
What?
We got you.
Cover, Larson. Green, what's this mean?
It means I size a rat upright. We got you cold.
You dirty killer.
I'll have a look at what you're planting there, Larson.
Listen, Sheriff. How'd that man get loose?
I let him loose.
Take a look at what he has, Sheriff.
Keep him covered.
Here's cash. Lots of it. And more Joe Finley's bonds as well.
Let me explain.
And here's Finley's watch. Larson, this puts a noose around your neck instead of Bob McAllister's.
You went to the hollow tree, all right. You stole my cash. You'll have some bonds to frame me tighter than ever, if they was ever found.
I did not.
Trouble with that lie, Larson, is that we was there and seen you.
You're framing me. It's a put-up job.
It was a put-up job, all right. From the time the masked man here believed in Bob and mistrusted you because of what Lem Purvis told him.
I did, and I was right. I never misjudged a man in my life.
You see, Larson, while you were knocked out, Bob McAllister told how you were so eager to do him a favor and tell his mother where his cash was hidden. You're not a man who does favors of that sort. You weren't satisfied with what you'd already stolen. You wanted Bob's cash as well. You plotted to get it just as we thought you would.
And you went further. You figured to solve my cash in the same hiding place with the rest of your loot.
Yeah, and you done more than we hoped you would.
What are you going to do about it?
Ain't you anxious to know how we come on your hiding place?
What's the odds?
Bob went with Tano, Lem Purvis, when you left the house. Each time you turned, one of them stayed to mark the turn. When you finally stopped, each lit some brushwood to fetch all the others. We got you red-handed.
Well, you won't get me alive. I'll show you what. I got him.
By darn, I'm still handy with a six-gun.
My leg. Rope the skunk.
My leg's broken. Can't stand.
You don't need to stand, Larson. You're going to hang. You better get for home, Bob. Your ma's waiting up for you.
I'm free?
There'll be formalities in court, but I guess you can go home for what's left of the night. I'll see you get back your cash after court's over with. Now, where's the masked man that got me to try a scheme to find a killer?
Oh, shuck, Sheriff Green. Him and his Injun friend moved off after this rat was shot.
But I want to see him.
Don't reckon you will. By cracky, he's just like me. The two of us sure can size up a straight shooter like McAllister and a polecat like Larson as well.
Come on there, Silver! More trouble ahead! Hi-yo, Silver!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.